Latvia's children are at risk. The demand for audio Bibles is great in Mozambique. And video project producers are heading to Latin America to tell his story. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Latvia is getting a huge loan from the World Bank to help its social services recover from the national fiscal crisis. The government's also coping with a dissolved national legislature and newly elected president. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says, unfortunately,
we have not heard that it really would actually go to help these programs. I mean, these programs have been told to not count on having any additional funds at all.
Every minute counts for the kids they're helping at the Karosta Day Center.
Many of the children that we are working with literally have nothing to eat. The only meal that they get is the one meal that they're getting at this day center. And before they came to the day center, they were literally scrounging in trash for food.
They need at least 40 more sponsorships for the kids. Meeting the physical needs means so much more in these areas.
When they're able to do that, then they can just open the doors wide and tell the kids all about Christ who loves them, a Heavenly Father who wants to be their loving father for these children who don't even understand what a loving father is.
Next is American National Football League players are locked out by the owners in a contract dispute. It's not stopping the outreach of Christian players. Jacksonville Jaguars' Aaron Campman just returned from El Salvador, where he and his wife Lindy are sponsoring Stephen through Compassion International.
The reality is that two-thirds of the world lives in a situation that most of us here in the States can't even comprehend. And so, yeah, we got to see kind of how the majority of our world lives.
Jaguars Russell and Allie Allen and Seattle Seahawks Craig and Rachel Terrell traveled with them. $38 a month sponsors a child. Campman says they're trying to recruit other NFL players to do the same, helping players be less self-centered.
Try to create other-centeredness in our guys here while, you know, in the same hand, being able to create real and impactful change in the two-thirds world.
Not just physically, but spiritually. Pray for the Campmans. They're in the process of adopting a little girl. By the way, you can sponsor a Compassion Child through a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Global Day of Prayer falls on Pentecost Sunday, June 12th this year. Pioneers USA is asking believers to take part in the International Vigil. Organizers are hoping to mobilize an all-year-round prayer movement. Their biggest challenge will be to figure out how to use the energy and enthusiasm generated from Sunday to support a lifestyle of prayer. Ask God to unite believers and advance His kingdom. There's more on how you can participate at our website. Meanwhile, Audio Scripture Ministries workers recently traveled over 6,000 kilometers with audio Bibles in Mozambique. Tom Dudenhofer says when they were there 2 years ago, there weren't enough resources to go around.
The demand had been so strong and the supply had been so small at the time that we just felt like it was critical that we try to go back into the area and encourage some of the Christians that were there and to remind them that we hadn't forgotten them and that we really do care about their ministries.
One village they revisited had been hostile to the gospel. The team had left one audio player behind. They came back to find that now
they have a fully established church, and they are growing simply because one scripture player was taken back into a very closed village.
After assessing the area, missionaries found more resources are needed for a building project and for the $40 apiece players. And God's changing the hearts of countless people throughout Latin America, but who will tell their stories? The need and opportunity for video projects that can convey God's work in the region is at an all-time high. So the Evangelical Free Church of America is sending a group of up to 6 video producers to create promo videos in 4 Latin American countries. The end product will hopefully stir more people to mission action. See if you qualify for the January 2012 trip. Visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. The KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. To help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.